Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Hey, everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 488.
On Now You Know. So Sawyer Merritt posted, it's officially Q3, which means Tesla is supposed to open the first next-gen V4 supercharger cabinets this quarter, capable of 500 kilowatt charging speeds for cars and 1.2 megawatts for semi.
This will bring 30% faster charging speeds to the Cybertruck.
Well, that'll be nice.
Yeah.
And this should also make building supercharger locations faster, since the V4 cabinet powers 8 stalls, which is twice as much as the older cabinets.
And don't forget that V4 cabinets support 1.2 megawatt charging speeds for the Tesla Semi. And Elon reposted this, so hopefully this means that it's going to be happening soon.
Yeah, so don't get confused. It's not V4 supercharger stalls. Those have already come out. It's those boring white cabinets that are full of the boring electronics to make all this work. And because they're more powerful, they can actually pump out way more than the cars can currently take. So right now, your Model Y or Model 3 or whatever can take 250 kilowatts max. So you can get almost like 1,000 kilometers an hour charging speed. So don't think that if you pull in now, you're going to get more. The car just can't take more. But as the architecture changes, so like with the Cybertruck, if they go to a higher voltage architecture, that's why the Cybertruck can charge faster, because it's actually built for that.
But I mean, I don't really get it, because right now I go to a supercharger stall in my Cybertruck, and let's say I'm at like 20%. It'll start off and it'll go all the way up to the 320-ish kilowatts. And then almost immediately it'll start tapering off from there. So are they saying that it's going to be 30% faster, like when I'm down near 1% state
of
charge?
That's what we need to find out. We need to find out how much of this is limited by the Cybertruck and how much was limited by the infrastructure. Don't know until we do it. And those of you with Cybertrucks, as you begin to find out, please let us know what your experience is at these V4 cabinets.
And we now need to be even more observant when we're looking at supercharger stalls. Normally, it was like you could see by the pedestal what it was going to be. But now we have to go look at the
cabinets. Big white box.
Because sometimes they're behind they're like fenced in, right, and stuff. So Tesla has released their Q2 2025 vehicle and energy numbers.
Yeah, Tesla delivered more than 384,000 vehicles in Q2 and produced 410,244 units. And Tesla deployed 9.6 gigawatt hours in energy storage.
Now, do we have a breakdown of how many of the vehicles were Model 3s and Model Ys?
Yes, we do. So of the 384,000 delivered, 373,728 were 3s and Ys.
Okay, so a little over 10,000 were S, X, and Cybertruck.
Yes, so that would be 97.3% were Model 3s and Ys.
Wow. So when is the Tesla Q2 earnings call scheduled?
For Wednesday, July 23rd at 4:30 Central Time. So we should be covering that, I think, the next day on TTN. And just want to mention, this goes along with the consensus of analysts. So if you take all the analysts and you add up their numbers and you average it, it was 385,000 cars that would be delivered. And honestly, it doesn't matter, because robo-taxi.
Exactly.
But lest you think that Tesla sales are slumping everywhere, for the first time, the Tesla Model Y was the best-selling car in Turkey in June, with 7,235 units sold, beating even ICE cars in Turkey.
What? Wow. And Tesla was the best-selling brand in Ireland in June. Also, the Model Y and Model 3 were the best-selling models as well.
Although, let's be honest here, most car sales in Ireland take place in July and January, so you don't have to sell that many cars in off months to get to be number one.
So why is that?
Well, Well, Grok told me, because I was like, why is that? Grok said it's because in Ireland, vehicle registration plates, they change twice a year. This reflects the year and the half of the year in which the car is registered. And I was like, who cares? Well, the system creates a strong incentive for buyers to purchase cars at the start of each registration period, which is January and July, to ensure that they have the latest registration plate. And I was like, who cares? And then it explained that owning a car with the most current plate is often seen as a status symbol and a way to maximize resale value. So basically, a lot of Irish people have just learned that January and July are the times to buy cars.
So good job, stupid government policy.
And thank you to Musconomy for the charts.
And in June, Tesla broke out of what some were calling a sales slump in China.
Yeah, from last October through May, Tesla had year-over-year monthly sales declines. But in June, Tesla sales broke out to 71,599 units sold, just beating last June's sales by about 1%. So Tesla produced 191,720 Model 3s and Ys at Giga Shanghai in Q2 of this year, which includes exports.
That's a 6.8% year-over-year decline, but an 11% increase over Q1 sales.
Now look, it's a tough EV market in China. Right? Unlike the US and Europe, there are a lot of very competitive BEVs in China, like the Xiaomi YU7 SUV, which is bigger than the Model Y and got 200,000 pre-orders within the first 3 minutes of launch.
Xiaomi's SU7 sedan, it's weird, their Y is their SUV and their SU7 is their sedan. The SU7 is going after Model 3 customers, and it has been selling solidly for the past 9 months.
Right. I mean, it's almost like apples and oranges to compare these markets, because not only is China a huge, bigger market, but I mean, look, here in America, the big brands like Ford, they have nothing to compete with Tesla right now, I would argue. I mean, Mach-E and Ford F-150 Lightning, that's it. And yet in China, they have these cars which are like driving autonomously, really efficient. And so I can see why it's a tough market.
Well, and their charging infrastructure is better.
Yes. So you've probably seen the headlines. Tesla sales in Europe just dropped nearly 50%.
And of course, the media is quick to blame Elon's politics and the rise of cheaper EVs from China.
This story has been dominating news feeds everywhere with nearly 300 articles reporting on it.
But here's what most of us didn't see.
Just a day later, Tesla shares rose after Elon announced he's returning 24/7. But when that happened, only 13 articles covered it.
Markets react fast, but public opinion, that sticks on purpose.
The media knows making Elon look bad gets way more clicks than balanced reporting. And if that's happening with someone as high profile as him, just think about everything else we're not being told.
That's why we keep partnering with Ground News, the only app and website that won't tell you what to think.
Instead, they pull news from around the world on today's most important stories. They break down each reporting source's bias and credibility, and they let you decide what facts are worth your attention.
Go to ground.news/NYK to check out their different interest feeds and find the stories we discuss on our channel or their dedicated blind spot feed for other important stories either side of the spectrum is ignoring.
Ground News was actually created by a former NASA engineer who saw a bigger problem with people only seeing one side of the story, something we know our viewers care a lot about too.
So we got you 40% off the same Vantage plan we've been using. That's just $5 a month for unlimited access to a much better version of your current news feeds.
Just go to ground.news/NYK or scan the QR code.
If you care about the truth on tech, Tesla, and where Elon is taking us next, then trust us, this app should already be on your phone.
All right, it's time for some SpaceX news, and Elon posted Starlink now available in Sri Lanka. Quick, where's Sri Lanka?
It's right off the coast of India.
I
know that one because it's like the Madagascar of India. Africa's got Madagascar, India's got Sri Lanka. That's how my brain works.
Brothers got a hug.
I don't know if that's how your brain works. Let me know in the comments. Is there any connection?
Elon posted 29 landings of single booster. And what he's talking about here is the Falcon Fleet leader touches down for its 29th launch and landing.
That's the Shortfall of Gravitas drone ship with Falcon booster B1067 landing for the 29th time.
What was the old record?
A previous booster had completed 23 launches and landings.
So this is 29 of the same. Do you think they'll fly it again? The 30?
I think so. I mean, imagine how much money SpaceX has saved.
They didn't have to build 28 other boosters.
That's not cheap.
Wow.
Those are rockets.
Yeah. All right, it's time for sunspots. Uke Hoekstra posted stationary battery systems now at $51 a kilowatt hour. This is a new plant that opened in China. That's 30% lower than a year ago. This is the lowest price for a 4-hour battery system in a new large tender in China. Jesse Pelton posted at $51 a kilowatt hour, you can store 100% of the daily production of about $1,000 of solar array for just about $300. You can dispatch that for any demand profile you want, flat, peaking at night, all over 4 hours, whatever you want. For most things and most grids, demand not only exists during the day, but it peaks during the day. So you don't actually have to store 100% of the production. Very soon, there'll be no such thing as solar without storage.
And Elon said, bullseye.
And I want to point something out that a lot of people get wrong. When we say that a battery can hold 2 hours or 4 hours, a lot of people think, well, wait a minute, it's sunny for 8 hours, so you can't store it all? No, I'm sorry, that's misleading. The problem is we call it that because it's how much energy the battery can put out if you ask for it all at once. Like if you,
it's the maximum,
most, it's maximum output.
It's maximum output.
You can ask for it as long as you want. It could be days. So that's why I think a lot of people are like, oh, so batteries suck. No, it's kind of like 0 to 60. You don't have to go 0 to 60 in 2.3 seconds or whatever. It could do that. Does that make more sense?
It's tough. I mean, the problem is that the 4 hour thing was industrial language. It's what's in the industry. That's what, that's how they have to talk about batteries because they've never had to talk about batteries before.
Right.
When confronted with kilowatt hours of storage, I think a lot of the people were like, well, I know what a kilowatt is, but how do I account for this? And so they had to break it down into hours. So not only are we taking something that should be measured arguably in joules, putting it into kilowatt hours, now we have to put it into,
well, it's a 4 hour battery,
which is so stupid. And so everyone thinks that it only lasts for 4 hours. And then what happens? That's not the case. You just have to build the battery to whatever dimensions you need it to be in order for it to work. And this 4 hour number is just something that people can use to say, oh, it's a 500 megawatt battery. And it's like, well, that's not, megawatts is not a capacity.
Right.
So then they have to add the 4 hours. And so they go, well, we all say it's whatever the 4 hours thing is, which is stupid because then you have to take the 50 megawatt battery and multiply it by four to get the number that's an actual unit, which would be, everybody, 200 megawatt hours, right? Sorry, rant over. You get it.
But if you'd like to get whatever size batteries you want for your house or solar, and you don't even know what these numbers mean, talk to our friends at EnergyPal. They will help you go solar and battery for less. Tell them that Zach and Jesse sent you.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu. At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
All right, time for our video contributor stories. Remember to send them to us at hello@nowyouknowchannel.com so we can get them out on the air. What do we got this week?
Shondor sent this in.
How's it going, Zach and Jesse? I just wanted to show you guys my Cybertruck. So I tossed a GDX Max 3 or KDX Max 3, how you want to call it, in the back of my Cybertruck and kind of jimmy-rigged it. Right now I'm printing a design that goes for mounting a $1,000 heads-up display for scuba diving. This is one of my first designs, and it didn't have the option to mount into the L-track, so I went ahead and glued on a little fitment for prototyping, and now I've redesigned it so I can mount that on the L-tracks on the right and the left. So I have my driver and my drill on either side. I went ahead and installed a backup battery that the printer is attached to. Prints just fine while it's moving. The outlet is where the battery's plugged in. This is another print that I designed myself. It's for one wheel. This is a one wheel Pint, Pint S, Pint X. They all are the same shape. So I designed this Koopa shell. Some of the other prints I've done, this little storage section right here. So, and these right here are some cell phone mounts. And Tahoe Kites is my kiteboard instruction company. So, I just put some tape on the back of these I guess we call them stickers, and put them on there.
Oh, yeah, you can power it with the Cybertruck. The Cybertruck can make things.
Oh, that's so cool. Thank you for sending us that. All right, it's time for Patreon bonus stories. Don't forget, we're giving away another Model Y front cooler, so all you have to do is join us on Patreon for as little as a buck a month. Sign up on that post. We'll do a random drawing, and you could be driving around with a nice, cool front this summer. We'll see you there. All right, we're back from Patreon bonus stories. It's time for the Patreon shoutouts. These are people that support us for $5 or more a month. Who do we got this week, Jess?
We've got Anders Stromgren,
David Glover,
Jeff Roberts,
Aaron Arnold,
and Bare Bones. Thank you so much for supporting us. We can't do the work that we do without your support. So thank you.
It's time for Elon's X's of the week, and he was a little bit busy today. Captain Eli said, Elon, what's been bothering you lately?
And Elon posted the U.S. debt clock. Because he hates debt in general. He likes making money. He wants this country to make money. So that's what he posted.
Synesthetic posted, what movie had you laughing, unable to breathe, even for just one scene?
And Elon said, Life of Brian and Tropic Thunder.
I totally agree.
Yep.
He has a wife, you know.
Correct. Go see those movies. If you haven't seen those movies, see them this week. I don't know where you find them. Pirate them. Don't do that. That's illegal.
What do you mean, you people?
Elon posted, what's the point of a debt ceiling if we keep raising it?
Owen Sparks said, let's end all oil and gas subsidies too.
Elon said, exactly. Unfortunately, the U.S. Department of Energy posted, our biggest source of reliable power today by far is natural gas. Our second biggest source is nuclear. Our third biggest source right behind that is coal. So those are the three keys to the future of our electricity grid. No, that's not how the future works. You don't point backwards towards like fire and rock, idiot.
Well, I mean, horses and donkeys.
And hay. Big hay here, just to tell you that we power America through horse shit.
And Elon said, everything else combined is like cavemen throwing little sticks into the fire compared to the sun.
Elon posted, hitting the debt ceiling is the only thing that will actually force the government to cut waste and fraud. That's why the debt ceiling legislation exists.
Jim Spralden said, maybe you shouldn't have taken the chainsaw on stage and acted a fool. Maybe you could have gotten more done if you weren't so worried about looking cool.
And Elon said, valid point. Malay gave me the chainsaw backstage and I ran with it. But in retrospect, it lacked empathy.
And just a safety reminder, don't run with chainsaws.
Xeno Cosmography said, Elon should build Mars colonization tech, including lots of robots. Number two, support doging the shit out of U.S. government. Three, leave politics to people vastly lower on the autism spectrum.
And David said, what's the right way that he should do number two in your mind?
And Elon answered for himself, saying number two is destroyed by this insane spending bill. Talking about the BBB. What good is Doge saving $160 billion when the bill increases the debt ceiling by $5 trillion? It makes mockery of the work. And how are we supposed to reach Mars if America goes de facto bankrupt? So Doge designer summed up this media interview with President Trump. Reporter, are you going to deport Elon Musk? Trump, we'll have to take a look. We might have to put Doge on Elon. You know what Doge is? The monster that might have to go back and eat Elon? Wouldn't that be terrible? He gets lots of subsidies.
And Elon said, so tempting to escalate this. So, so tempting. But I will refrain for now.
Reseth said, I'm going to send Doge after Elon. That was Trump's quote. Sir, a report found that Elon is saving NASA billions and billions of dollars. Doge team.
And Elon said, seriously.
Merrick Lackner said, Bannon wants to nationalize SpaceX.
Elon said, Bannon is going back to prison, this time for a long time.
Elon posted this, physics sees through all lies perfectly. Fisher King said, every living president is watching Trump and realizing he lost the opportunity to shape the future of the country. They were placeholders, servants of the bureaucracy, or cowards. They were sleepwalkers. This is different.
Elon said, disappointing indeed.
Donald Trump posted about some international things that he did well this week, and Elon said,
credit where credit is due. Donald Trump has successfully resolve several serious conflicts around the world.
Alexander Christensen said, so Norway, 97% of all cars sold in June were EVs. Let that sink in.
Elon said, as goes Norway, so goes the rest of the world. Combustion engine cars will be like the steam engine. Quaint, but primitive.
Elon posted, it's time to retire the space station and focus on Mars. Then he posted this meme of Anthropic being killed by Cursor, being killed by XAI, being killed by artificial general intelligence. Hmm. AOC got on the floor of the House talking about the big, beautiful bill and said this bill is a deal with the devil. It explodes our national debt. It militarizes our entire economy and it strips away health care and the basic dignity of the American people. For what? To give Elon Musk a tax break and billionaires the greedy taking of our nation?
And Elon said, I've been super clear that we should not pass this bill. We should hit the debt ceiling and live within our means just as we do as individuals. Instead, there is a massive de facto taxation via inflation.
This poll came out from Qantas Insight showing a 40% likely support of a political party launched by Elon Musk.
And Elon said, encouraging. Also, I want you to look at the 22% that are unsure.
Mm-hmm.
So that's before anyone's heard hardly anything about it.
Now, you remember last show we told you about Elon's post of Vox Populi, Vox Dei, 80% voted for a new party. Well, Chairman said Elon Musk is about to find out why the whole quote is "Nec audendi qui solent dicere Vox Populi, Vox Dei, quum tumulata citas volgi semper insaniae proxima sit."
Wow. Hey, you're
I went to Latin school.
Your Latin paid off.
7 years, baby.
Finally paid off.
Still don't know what it means without a translate button.
So what does it mean?
It's a Latin phrase from Alcuin of York's 8th century letter to Charlemagne, meaning we should not listen to those who say the voice of the people is the voice of God, since the tumult of the crowd is always close to madness.
Wait, so the whole quote is essentially the opposite of what Elon is saying?
Yes.
It's like, don't listen to the people, because it's the 8th century.
Because they're mad. Right. Yeah. But Elon did have a response.
Elon said, that was in a letter addressed to my ancestor. He ignored it, as will I. So Elon's ancestor is Charlemagne?
And he's saying, you should listen to the will of the people.
Interesting. I mean, Charlemagne, famous king. Okay.
All right, it's time for community mail time. Community mail time. What do we got this week?
Emil spotted this Model Y and Rivian in Montreal.
Nice. Lars sent us this from Germany.
Is that a robo-taxi?
No, that's not a robo-taxi. Like, not a flamethrower.
I see. I get it. Arthur spotted all these Model Y Junipers.
Arthur also spotted the Cybertruck powering two food trucks at a Tesla meetup and some other very cool cars.
I like that Nikola Tesla one.
Yeah.
Nikola Tesla Frunk. There should be more Frunk art.
Frunk art.
Frunk art.
Oh, come on, guys. You got to do some more Frunk art.
No one sees it unless you pop your frunk.
Yeah. It's kind of like that tattoo that you got buried in a hidden spot.
No, it's not.
All right, time for some supercharger reviews. That's where you guys go out and tell us what's going on in the world of superchargers.
Hi, Zach and Jesse. This is Steve from New York, and we are in beautiful North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, visiting the brand new supercharger here. It's at Barefoot Landing, which is a nice big popular resort. About a half a minute walk away are several restaurants and bathrooms and all the fun of Barefoot Landing. So I would give this about an 8 out of 10. Now you know.
From charming old Wickenburg, Arizona, way out west, between Flagstaff and Phoenix, just north of Phoenix, really. The ways you can tell if it's one of the earlier superchargers is this lovely stainless steel ring around the NACS connector. And these are 150 kilowatts. There's 8 150 kilowatt superchargers here, way out west, out Wickenburg way. This 8th supercharger is at City Hall. That's Wickenburg Town Hall, where you could pay your utility bills. And it's also convenient to Bash's grocery store, Ace Hardware, the Rusty Rooster restaurant. There's the rooster. And charming downtown Wickenburg, Arizona. However, the electricity is expensive here. It's 47 cents a kilowatt hour, 24 hours a day, never changes. And that's a fee administered by the Wickenburg Satanic Tabernacle right there next to Town Hall. So that's the Tesla supercharger. Because of the pricey electricity, I give it a 6. At Wickenburg, Arizona, 8 Tesla superchargers.
Thank you so much to everyone who uploads supercharger reviews. It's pretty easy to do. You just go onto our website, nowyouknowchannel.com, and then go to the supercharger section. And there's a map with all the superchargers. Look at everyone's supercharger reviews if you're planning a trip, or if you've been on a trip and you've recorded some supercharger reviews, you can upload yours there.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us today. We're going to see you guys on Sunday. And don't forget, head on over to Patreon so that we can talk some more.
See you there. Now you know.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.